Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Today is Wednesday, February 1st. That is January LSAT score release day. Please let us know how you did. These are questions, Ben, that we get all the time that are relevant to score release. What do you answer? Well, why don't you read these questions and then we can talk about them.
Sure. My official test score was lower than my recent practice test scores. What did I do wrong? What do I fix for next time?
Yeah. If you're looking at a score that you're not happy with, you do need to try to diagnose what you did wrong and what you can fix for next time, especially if your official score was lower. What do you say, Ben, to somebody who's been prepping hard, they're happy with their practice tests, and then their official comes back lower? What's the first thing you might say?
Well, I want to figure out what they mean by that, because if they have a range of tests like 165, 168, 171, 167, and they get a 166, well, yeah, it's on the lower end of their range, but it's still within their range. So I don't know how much there is to diagnose there. It could just be like, okay, you need to take the test again.
Yeah, my first hypothesis is always going to be, hey, half the time you're going to score at or below your average.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really care how far below, because, you know, you're going to take it again. And that's part of the plan to begin with, is every official LSAT is just another practice test, because there's always another test that I can take afterward. So I'm not going to feel pressure. I'm just going to go in and do my best on this test. And it's just a practice test for the next one after that.
Yep.
But I'm not going to do that until I'm happy with my practice test scores, and my practice tests will fall into some range. If you just scored on the bottom half of your range, then yeah, your plan is shake it off, keep studying, try to keep improving your skills between now and that next test, keep track of your practice test scores. Hopefully you should start to see some, you know, at or above where you were before. Take it again. And then same thing. If you have a bad day again, take it again.
Yep.
The coin's going to flip tails half the time, right? So it can happen the first time, and then it can happen again the second time, and it can happen again the third time. Eventually, hopefully, you're going to get a heads, but multiple bites at it.
That's the way to do it.
What if the score all of a sudden comes back 10 points lower than they've scored in 2 months?
Well, then they almost certainly tried to do a perfect test, which means they tried to get every single question 100% perfectly correct, double checked, triple checked questions that were easy, or they tried to get a perfect score by going and completing the section when they normally don't complete the section. It's just a super common thing. In one case, they're going too slow. In one case, they're going too fast. They're treating their official test differently from their practice tests. So they're violating rule number one, which is every official test is just another practice test.
Yeah. What did you do wrong? I don't know what you did wrong. Maybe nothing. Maybe you just had a bad day for you, and it doesn't have to have any meaning at all. In that case, take it again. But if you scored way below, then the question isn't, what did I do wrong? The question is, what did I do differently?
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what you did differently, it was wrong of you to do that different thing, right? You're not treating your test as just another practice test. The way you get an official test score that is in line with your practice test scores that you're proud of is you treat the official test like it's just another practice test.
Yep.
But people get so like they just want to over control it sometimes on the official thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And could result in going too slow, could result in going too fast. One way or the other, you're feeling the pressure and you're not actually playing your game anymore. And so you get a score that's out of line with what you're actually capable of.
I don't think we've talked about this for a while, but included in your umbrella of things that you can do differently would be eating a big breakfast when you never eat breakfast before you take a practice test, going for a run, waking up early, waking up late, taking NyQuil. I mean, we used to get a lot of these kinds of questions, and thankfully we haven't recently, but people do all sorts of crazy shit differently.
Oh, they start for the official test.
The day.
No, I mean, literally, like,
yeah.
I remember some kid who had like wigged out on 5-hour energy drinks.
Yeah. They go to the store and they buy those things, right? And now they're like, okay, I'm going to use this tomorrow for my official test. Why? Why are you doing that now? Like, stop.
There's more of that shit in stores now than not, by the way. Like, yeah, you're at the 7-Eleven and it's just straight up drugs.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're all candy colored in the cooler with the multicolored, like different brain chemistry that you're going to.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Be careful on the hyper caffeine. Be careful on the just anything different. Don't go to bed at 6 p.m. the night before if you're not used to going to bed at 6 p.m.
Yep.
You know, like, stay comfortable, stay human, treat it as if it's just another practice test. Like, if you would go out the night before a practice test with your friends and have 2 beers, I think that's probably fine to do the day before the official test.
If that's what you were doing.
If that's what you're normally doing, if you're the type of person who can go have 2 beers and then be refreshed the next day, then go have 2 beers and be refreshed the next day. The second you start over controlling it, then you're giving the test way too much power. And I hope that that's one of the things that we emphasize in all of our classes at LSAT Demon, that we believe that this test is just, it's easy, it's solvable. Yeah. And when you like give it too much respect, then now it starts to seem hard and scary.
Yeah.
Anything else about score release day?
No, let us know what you did and how you did. And
yeah, that's all it. You got to do is just email daily@lsatdemon.com. You can also always just ask us questions or share LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.